This is Kent Clothier. If you are looking to improve your life, improve your business, and just get it all together, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Time Is Now podcast. What's going on, big man?
What's up, dude? How you been?
Looking buff, baby.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying. You know, you got to keep moving, bro. Got to keep moving.
Well, I appreciate you doing this. I'm excited to talk to you. I'm excited for you to share. You're in a completely different space than most people on here, but I think it's good that people hear from a lot of different businesses, a lot of different people that have, you know, struggled through life, that struggled as an entrepreneur, et cetera. The entire point of this is to motivate, inspire, and educate people. So I'm excited you're here.
Bud, thanks a lot for having me. You know, my whole life changed when I met your ass, so I think I got to pay it forward.
All right, guys. So we are now live with the one and only Octavio Cifuentes, a very near dear friend of mine that I'll share more about our story, share more about our journey together here. Dude, give everybody like a 2-minute little synopsis of where you are now, kind of what you do today, and then kind of, you know, where you have been in the past, if we can.
All right, 2 minutes. So today I own a great facility called FTX Wellness here in Boca Raton. It's about 48,000 square feet. It's a hybrid of a performance center with physical therapy, chiropractic, acupuncture, the whole wellness side of it, with a hormone replacement clinic inside and a group, two different type of gyms, a sports performance studio high end. And we also have partnered up with another one, which is a group training facility of kind of like, I don't know, like a Barry's boot camp, but with the Boca flair called Get Fit Academy. Which is really cool because we're the one-stop shop basically for everything you really need. If you want to recover, you go, we have the medical side of it. You want to train hard and you want to actually train next to a UFC champion, he's there too. We have a couple of very high-end athletes as well. And people are like, dude, can I go say hi? I'm like, dude, they're normal people. Just have someone, you know, like we're all here to get better, bigger, and healthier. So yeah, man, that's what I've done, where I came from. All right, I'm just going to go out and say it. I was kicked out of a country 10 years ago.
I was kicked out of a country. Okay, let's start there.
Yeah, so I got kicked out. You know, I've been struggling with alcoholism and drug addiction my whole life, basically. And I was asked to leave in a very 24-hour period to get my shit straight. And, dude, I ended up in Delray Beach. And the first job I actually got was a front desk job at a gym because I didn't want to do anything and just, you know, scam people. Like, hey, have a good workout.
I don't want to scam people. Jesus.
Yeah, like scan their card. Like, hey, welcome to the Zoo Health Club. I love them. I love the owners of them. And they were like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm just scanning people in. That's what they asked me to do. And they're like, hey, so what else do you do? I was like, work out. And then people were asking, he's like, dude, the guy had some faith. He said I should become a personal trainer. I thought about it. And 10 years later, I own my own 48,000 square foot facility, but does it come at a price? Absolutely. So a lot of ass chews by you, a lot of hitting my head against the wall or my face like, oh, why'd I do this? You know, part of being an entrepreneur is just, you know, learning, taking the hits, learning. You know, a couple of years ago, I went up to you for some coaching and you said, do you know your KPIs? I was like, what the hell's that? And of course you hit me in the face and, you know, we went back and we restructured everything, you know, and we're here now. And it's really interesting what's happening right now. It's with COVID. And, you know, the first thing they closed were gyms and, you know, medical stuff, non-essential. And we've been pivoting and just trying to keep our community centered and, you know, just living the dream. You know,
all right. So we're going to talk. I'm going to go deep dive on the pivots you made here in a second. I want to go backwards for a second for everybody here because, you know, you and I both know there's a lot of people that struggle with addiction out there. We know that, and I know it's something you're extremely passionate about. I know you struggle, you know, almost all your life with it, or certainly all your adult life with it. And it's part of your journey. It's part of your story. It's who you are. You certainly understand that. And in spite of that, quite frankly, you've been extremely successful. You've been more than forthcoming and open about your struggles along the way, right? You're not impervious. And so as you, like, you know, you kind of made light of it here, but basically you're a guy that started, in Nicaragua, right? The family was well off, but you were kind of a, shit show of a teenager and college kid, right? I mean, basically running up and down the streets. You came from a family that had a lot of money at that particular time. So basically you had access, right? You had a ton of access.
I had all the access I could never have.
Right. So it didn't matter, right? Whatever, the world was at your feet, right? And yep. So as you alluded to a second ago, that basically at some point you kind of reached a breaking point, you're got run out, basically shipped you off and said, you landed in Delray Beach, Florida.
Yeah.
Started getting sober, started really helping yourself, started working at a gym, started doing some stuff. And then I don't know exactly what the timeline was, but soon thereafter you and I met, I was looking for a trainer. I was looking to change my life. Unbeknownst to me, you were going through your own shit. I had no idea, right? As far as I was concerned, you've been a trainer forever. Right. Little did I know, but we hit it off and, you know, a lot of people gave us a lot of shit, like asking us every day, you guys brothers, for obvious reasons. I'm not exactly sure why.
I'm just better looking. Just don't get mad. People were like, dude, is that your older brother? I was like, you know what? He's the uglier version of me. And yes, he's my older brother.
This is what I'm going to look. You told everybody, this is what I'm going to look like down the line here.
Exactly. So it was funny, but that's the way it happened, you know, and we became instant friends. And then shortly after, we were basically family, you know. I was, you know, asked to go to your house, hang out. And, you know, you taught me a lot of things, but most importantly, I'm grateful for was you teaching me the value of time, you know.
I mean, the bottom line, when I meet, you know, it's not always, this certainly doesn't happen always, but you and I, to your point, kind of hit it off. And It wasn't too long after we started hanging out and becoming really close friends that it became really obvious to me that you had a lot more value to bring out there. And as I do with a lot of people, I pushed you hard to stop thinking like a personal trainer and start thinking like a business owner, like an entrepreneur. And little did I have any idea that you would take it and run with it like you had, dude. And I'm extremely proud of you, right? Like you said, a 48,000 square foot facility in Boca Raton, Florida. Trainers and people and employees that count on you every single day, members that count on you every single day, patients from rehab centers that are looking to go through their own recovery process through physical therapy with you every single day. I'm really, really honored to have you here, dude. I'm honored to call you a friend. You have done so much with your life, and I'm really excited about it. I think it's important, right? I want to go back in your story a little bit, because there's a lot of people that if they approached I think one of the things I admire the most about you is your ability to see an opportunity when most people were just blind or ignorant and not paying attention. And what I mean by that is that it would be really easy if you're a trainer to have these dreams and say, hey, I want to start my own gym and start my own facility. But it really started with you thinking about, hey, I'm really passionate about helping people that are going through rehab, recovering addicts. And I think there's an opportunity there to help people. And then it kind of transformed. You kind of back into the gym thing, right?
Yeah.
So talk about what the angle was that you saw. And I don't mean the angle in a bad word, but what the opportunity was that you saw to help people and then how that kind of came back around.
You know, it all circled back. You know, I was recruited to go work at a fantastic world-class facility called Impact Sports Performance. And they had a group with a recovery center, which I can't name, but the problem is I volunteered immediately. I was like, dude, I want this group. This is it. And then you get to see the light when people are basically at the worst part, you know, like no one likes being in rehab. If you've never been in rehab, you don't want to be there. Okay. It's a simple fact. And after a week or two, you relate with them and all of a sudden there's a click, you know, there's like, hey man, this is the best part of my day. I'm going through a whole bunch of crap personally, physically, mentally. I'm getting bombarded in groups or whatever it is. And I get to be myself. I try to let go of all this anxiety, aggression, whatever it is in here. And I was like, man, that's awesome. And then funny enough, where I went to rehab twice, asked me, hey, would you love to donate a class a week? I was like, yes, because when I went there, they wouldn't let me work out.
And by class, you mean basically helping people with their...
Yeah, like a boot camp, you know, go work them out and stuff like that. And I did. And after that, the owner's like, hey, you happen to know a good yoga instructor? I was like, you know what? I do. He's like, and then a week after that, he's like, do you have a good chiropractor? I was like, you know what? I do. And then all of a sudden, I saw that there was a need for good wellness because all treatment centers at that point were not giving the wellness part back then much importance. So they were giving the spiritual, they were giving the mental, they just weren't doing the physical. And I saw that. And once I did, you know me, man, I'm all or nothing in everything I do. Hence why I'm a, you know, recovering addict. It's all in or all out, or I don't care, right? So I saw that need and I put together an amazing team. And that's how we started. We started just doing mobile. I didn't even have a hub or a gym. It was me, a fellow friend of mine, and two instructors and a yoga teacher that we would go around every single rehab center we knew just giving classes. You know,
so you would go to these rehab centers where people that are in the recovery process, you would provide physical fitness training and maybe chiropractic yoga, yoga, whatever, right? You would basically go and fill a need that was not being addressed.
Exactly. And after that, it just blew up. Within 6 months, we had like 50 training. We had between 50 people working under us. Like we were covering, you know, if you know Fort Florida, South Florida, we were covering for Port St. Lucie, almost down to Miami. Because one rehab center told them like, hey man, we have these guys, they're dependable, they're doing all right. And the majority of our staff that was doing it were in recovery. So we make that bond with them. Like, hey, my name's Octavio. I got sober this date. They're like, for real? I was like, yeah, dude. And now
this is a way that they were actually giving back as well.
Exactly. So we all loved it.
Well, I think that's something that's really important. I don't want it to be lost, and I don't want to interrupt you, but I want you to come right back to where you are right now. But I think it's something that's really important to be that everybody needs to focus on is that in any environment, but especially in this environment, being able to have enough perspective and gain enough distance and step back away from the norm for a few minutes and understand that what is the need that is not being addressed? What is the opportunity that is not being addressed? So for instance, like I'll just relate it to real estate for a minute, but you know, right now there's a lot of people that they're still buying and selling houses, but going to a title company or going and getting something notarized right now is, you know, almost impossible. So creating, and again, just an idea, creating a nationwide notary service, right? That basically comes in with gloves and you know, you take the glove off for 1 second and put your thumb on there and sign the documents and do all that shit that you need to do. That's a need that's not being addressed right now and could be a massive opportunity for somebody. And it's the exact same thing of what you exercised that muscle that said, holy shit, there's something here.
I think, yeah, absolutely. It was something that all rehab centers or, you know, centers that general were asking like, hey, what else is there? You know, how else can we give you? What other services can you guys provide? And that's where, you know, I met my business partner, Dr. Katami, which is like a great guy. You met him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, we could do this and this. I was like, dude, nothing more than to help as many people increase their chances of sobriety, feeling better, you know, addressing the problem of whatever it is. So if we could help in any way, shape or form, we did. We just added and added and then we, you know, we added nutritionists. We added every single thing when it became the whole wellness aspect. So within
and what's even more interesting about this is that in a lot of cases, and again, I don't know exactly, so I want you to correct anything I'm saying that's wrong, but in a lot of cases, these services that you're providing are actually being covered by the insurance companies that are helping these recovering people get through their
problems. Some instances, yeah, it's a third, you know, Cairo was definitely physical therapy as well, because a lot of the opioid epidemic, and I'm using epidemic because it is a worldwide epidemic, is all derived from pain. And like somebody had a car accident, somebody had a knee, a hip, a back, and they started, you know, they took painkillers and they just never came off. It's scary. That's what's happening.
Right.
So yeah, that's how it started. And all of a sudden, 3 years later, you know, we started and I came to you. Yeah. I remember we flew up to San Diego. I was like, hey man, there's two things. We just rented the bottom floor of this building. But now we want to come into San Diego and kill it. And we want to expand. And then you had some questions that I had no idea how to answer. So then we, you know, like my key point indicators of what the cost was every day. What are we doing? How I had no idea.
Yeah. What were the collections? What were the costs?
What's going on? Everything else. What are we doing? Who's, you know, what's the average? And then all of a sudden it got real because basically all I was doing was managing people and not the business, right? Which is part of being an entrepreneur, but you got to know your numbers. You know that? So that really, you know, it was like a swift kick in the nuts when you don't know the key parts of the business. And that's it, man. And it's been growing ever since.
And so now talk to me. So you basically had leased a facility downstairs to where people could actually
come. Yeah, we started with leasing 6,000 square feet. Then we went to 13,000. And then the opportunity came to take over the space where I originally started working 6 years ago with Impact Sports. And we took over the whole building.
And so now you're basically at 50,000 square feet. You've got, not only are you helping recovering addicts in weekly programs, maybe in daily programs there for all I know, but then also you've got just normal.
We have a high-end training facility where we do one-on-ones and we do small group training. And, you know, I have the greatest team on earth. You know, I have some guys that are sport specific that train, you know, top end athletes. And then I have, you know, a great friend of mine that's in recovery and he's started from the bottom like I did. And I gave him a chance and now he's a stud, you know? So I'm going to give a little shout out to my boy, Jeremy Plummer, because he's a rock star. He is just like what you did to me. He's actually heard what I've told him and he's put it in and, you know, and he's done great. And so, not only that, he's one of our board members, just like you are, and Los and all those guys in recovery through repetition. It was his idea to start that class. And now all of a sudden, you know, we were having 120 people coming to a class on a Friday night. Robin joined in and did her yoga. Yoga's, you know, a huge thing as well.
So I want to give people perspective. So literally 5 years ago, where was this business? Ground floor.
Right? Not even ground. It was a hope and a dream.
Okay, and now you're in a 50,000 square foot facility, training high performance athletes. You're training
high end CEOs. We have
high end CEOs, high performance people. You're training average, just normal.
We also have a super. You know, we have a membership for people in recovery because it's a safe place. You know, if you can't afford a membership somewhere else, you could definitely afford it here, as long as you're doing the right thing and we know you're going to meetings and you know you're doing the right thing trying to get better, we will, you know, help as many people as we can. That's our mission. It's always been, and I'll never deter from it, right?
And this goes to show, and this is the point I want everybody to pick up on, is that this is a guy right in front of you, literally right in front of you, and you guys have seen some others, but this is a guy that I can firsthand tell you that, you know, 8 years ago was my personal trainer. 5 years ago, had an idea and had every reason to stop and not do this. And 5 years later is running owns and is running a facility that's 50,000 square feet that's having an impact on thousands of people and you know, making his dreams come true. Is it easy? Has he struggled? Has he gotten the shit beat down? Of course. But the idea that you are somehow defined and trapped by where you are right now is just a fucking myth that you're telling yourself.
Right? That's just weird, man. That's
it just all in your head. You can 100% accomplish whatever you want to accomplish. It does not matter where you are today. What matters is what are the actions that you start taking today.
It's one step every day, going after it every day towards your final goal. What do you want to do? What are you willing to do to separate yourself from the flock to your dreams, right? That's what you told me when I didn't remember I called you. I was like, hey man, they passed me up on the general manager position. And you're like, cool. You ready to go on your own? I was like, yeah, I'm scared shitless. I'm like, all right, if it doesn't scare you, it ain't worth doing.
That's amen, baby. Doing,
right? And look at me. So yeah, we go through our troubles and tribulations every day. Running a business is not easy. It's probably the hardest thing ever, right? And it's been hard, but I've been able to do it, but with the help of a lot of good people, you know.
100%. 100%. What has been the value in your life of mentorship, of having people in your corner that help you see around corners?
Buddy, it's priceless, man. I don't even know how to start by showing the gratitude I have towards you, towards Seema, the people you've introduced me to. To guide
everybody except Los.
Yeah. Los, who we'll get back to him.
Just kidding. We're totally going to bust Los's ass on this, just so everybody's clear. Just in good fun, but we're going to make sure that he sees this video and that he knows that the world sees us busting his balls. Go ahead, though.
So, yeah, man. Dude, a personal trainer never thinks about marketing, never thinks about going online. You've been busting my ass to go do it, and I haven't. As much as I should have, you know, it's in the past. But reality is I have certain people I trust and call regularly to tell me, hey, am I full of shit? Or is this just an idea? What do I do? I know I call you constantly. I'm like, hey, I need 10 minutes of your time. Yep. And I don't care how busy you are. You're like, all right, give me 2 minutes, right? And then I call my uncle. My uncle Mark is one of those too. It's like, dude, I have no idea how to deal with this shit, right? And then most importantly, you know, being in recovery, I have a group of men that understand issues that I can talk to open-heartedly and say, I'm scared or I'm feeling really weak right now because I have so much anxiety over this shit. I'm scared. And then they're like, buddy, we're here together. We'll figure it out, right? So it's not only mentorship, but it's support as well, right? My wife all the time, I'm like, hey, I'm freaking out right now. Help me. And she's like, I got you. Right.
And yeah. And this is, and by the way, if you are an addict, this can be a really challenging, these circumstances can be extremely challenging, right? Talk about that for a minute, right?
Dude. So I go to a clubhouse, called Crossroads, and they have meetings. Yeah, I'm blessed to live in Delray Beach, right? So it's the Mecca of recovery all of the world, right? They have a meeting every hour on the hour, anywhere in this city. As soon as COVID hit, nothing happens, right? But this community is so powerful because we're always together. That's how I figured out what was Zoom. You know me, I'm not techie. I barely know how to use my iPhone. But you know, we're making a real, like, it's change. No one likes change, right? But on the other side of change is knowledge, right? So we got into Zooms and that's how we're seeing each other and we're supporting. Right? Meetings are on Zoom every hour on the hour. You see people saying, hey man, we're having a group, or hey, can you come talk to the rehab center where I'm at? Because, you know, we can't go anywhere. I was like, dude, I gotta go. We're supporting each other. Just like I know you have my back and I have yours blindly. That's how we keep this going. Right. And it's about mental. So here's what I've seen, kind of annoying, kind of not. A lot of people are like, okay, I'm going to take advantage that I'm home. I'm going to try to keep, you know, exercising, very important because we want to keep our immune systems up. But what are you doing spiritually? What are you doing physically? What are you doing mentally? Who are you telling? You know, you said something, well, actually posted something that really impacted me that day. Your gratitude list. You know, you've had experiences all through your life, what you're grateful for. You know, and today I'm super grateful for my wife. I'm super grateful for my son that just turned 6 months old yesterday.
That's amazing.
He's so big. He's the greatest thing ever. And he has no reason. I think he's teething. So it's giving him a little upset. But everything else, I'm grateful for the group of friends that have had my back. You know, during these times that are, life is hard, is where you always find who loves you, who has your back, and who really doesn't, right? And that, you know, and that relates to everything. Your staff, you're like, hey, man, we're going to make some cutbacks. You know, we need to keep this afloat. What are you willing to do?
Right.
You know, and we all have, you know, as bosses or as, you know, leaders, because you called me and said, it's time to show everybody you're a leader. We got to make hard decisions, right? So we got to be like, hey, I need to understand who's really on my team, right? And how can I support my team right now? And what can I do? And what can I do, right? And that's a big thing. So mentally, you got to stay sharp. You know, exercise helps. Eating well definitely helps, right? But you also have to stay sharp, you know? And that's, I call 3 people every day to make sure that they're doing okay, ask them how they are, and I tell them how important they are in my life. And if they need anything, call me.
I love that. Talk to me about key pivots you guys have made, because as you mentioned, man, it's, if you're in the personal fitness space,
there is no space, right?
Look, I can tell you, I have friends that own gyms, and just like in any other business I have seen, there are 2 camps right now, right? You have the camps that as I told you, when you and I spoke, you know, it's time to step up and be a leader. You need to pivot. You need to do what you need to do. You need to take care of your community. You need to demonstrate what it looks like. And you've done an amazing job. And we're going to talk about that in a second. And then you've got the other camps, the people that are just shriveling up and dying. And, you know, they're signing their own death warrant right now. They will be out of business. They will lose their community. They will lose their members. They're not doing anything to try to help at all. And it's a shame to see that. I see that in a lot of businesses. I see it in my own space as well, but I really see it in the health and fitness space. You guys, health and
fitness is the first, you know, sector that really got hit hard, right? Because we were mandated to close. So we are an essential business because we do have the recovery centers, but we don't have anything else going on, right?
So what are the pivots that you've made? What are the things you're doing to keep
people engaged? It took me a while, right? I was not the first one to react. I heard BK and what he did was amazing. You know, I was like,
Bedros, wow, yep.
That's what I'm talking about. Bedros really, really hit it out of the park, you know, helping them apply for the PPEs and all that stuff. But reality for me and my partner, we're like, hey, we're still, you know, servicing our medical. We can't be doing certain things. So number one is, what was our castle? How do we defend it? And how do we keep our community safe? Number two was,
I love that. Week, what is our castle? How do we defend it? And how do we keep them safe? I love that. Keep going.
Right. That was number one. Number two was, how do we help and who can we help how? And you have no idea how many people were texting me like, hey man, I need some equipment. I was like, dude, I can't rent anything out. I don't want to do it because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. Right. And then this is what started to happen. April hit and we're like, man, I don't feel comfortable, you know, with even all my members saying, hey, we want to support. We're going to keep small businesses going. I don't feel comfortable not giving something back. So what we decided to do was like, hey, all our members, if you guys need weight, if you guys need some kind of gym equipment, you're entitled now to two pieces of equipment. First come, first serve during our hours. Come get them, check them out, because we're going to be helping you. We're also going to be, we've been putting on daily workouts. And that's it. We just want to keep our members happy. After that, if anything is left, we're going to be opening it up to the public and saying, hey, this is what we have. FTX can help, right? With equipment.
So you guys, I mean, you have a massive facility, lots of equipment. You basically went out there and said, hey, you have people that pay you a monthly membership and yeah, you're like, we will keep your monthly membership in place, right? Defend your castle, or that you can come and rent equipment from us effectively. Yeah. I mean, not pay us anything, but take two pieces of equipment, keep your monthly membership in place, and we're going to start putting on daily online classes.
Yeah, so we're going to give you an at-home workout, a bodyweight workout, because, you know, we don't know what everybody has, but we're trying to stay, you know, keep everybody, and I'm going to offer that to the same thing, is offer a daily workout, bodyweight, or household items and stuff like that, to keep moving. Remember, you know, I'm a Rocky fan, and the big thing is keep moving forward, you know? Life is going to hit hard. We know this. We're getting hit harder than we've ever been. The stronger we are together to keep moving forward towards a purpose. And right now the purpose is staying safe and surviving, right? And how do we do that? Staying healthy. The moment you give up, you stop evolving. And I told you this in our podcast, like, what are you willing to do to keep everything you've done and to keep moving forward? What are you doing? Because if you're just treading water because you already reached your goal, you got left behind, buddy. I'm not stopping, you know? I've created, with the help of all my staff and my team, or our team, is a community that we know. We started this, you know, this nonprofit with your help and guidance as well, and saying, hey guys, how can we help? How do we do it? So now we're figuring out how to, Jeremy's still doing those free online classes with two guys in the facility Friday nights, every day, you know, every Friday. He's like, hey, he's doing his recovery through repetition class because we can't stop.
Right.
We love to do it, right? And that's what we're doing. We're just trying to keep everybody, first of all, mind sharp, body sharp, right? Sometimes the mind won't go, but the body will follow, right? Sometimes the body goes, but the mind will follow. It's the same thing. So it's always moving towards what we want to end up doing.
Right? Bottom line is, you got to keep moving. It's that simple, right? I mean, what's the alternative?
And fear paralyzes. You taught me that. Fear is paralyzing. Fear can overcome you. Fear can encapsulate. The moment you don't move, fear will take over. So you got to keep moving. Sometimes with no direction saves you. Sometimes with specific direction overcomes everything. One step at a time. And that's it. A minute at a time. Sometimes I get so anxious because I don't know what's going to happen. I got to take it 1 second at a time, 1 minute at a time. Like, all right, this is my next move. Cool, I made it. What's the next move? Cool, I made it. I don't know about my next move. Let me call somebody that knows or has been or had the experience and let me keep going, you know? And that's the most important thing.
I love it, brother. Hey, if you guys are digging on this, do me a favor. Let Octavio know over in the comments. I'm going to give it a hell yeah to a shout out to him. What he has accomplished, what we've been talking about, what he and his team and he and his wife have been able to accomplish in the last 5 years, taking a, you know, a business that didn't even exist, right? A personal trainer that has now turned it into an empire that is actually looking to expand as quickly as we come out of this, right? Open new facilities around the country. And this is for you, for those of you that are somehow believe you are defined by where you are right now, this is the message that you need to be hearing loud and clear. And by the way, on top of it, has been vulnerable enough to share with us that, you know, he's a recovering addict. He is very passionate about helping addicts and how important it is that, you know, even when he's dealing with fear, even when he's dealing with anxiety, and even when he's dealing with these things that, you know, that unfortunately I wish I could be, you know, more empathetic of it because I've just never been through it, right? I've never been an addict. I don't know what it feels like. I'm an ear. I'm somebody. I'm your friend. I'm here to help you. But for those of us that have never gone through, we don't understand how much anxiety that could potentially create, and how people can turn to things, substances that, you know, they're immediately drawn to when they're kind of drawn into these kind of situations. That in spite of that, he's literally going and helping and getting on the phone, getting on Zooms, doing these things. It's very, very motivating, very encouraging, very inspiring. And quite frankly, it's exactly what anybody and everybody, every one of you should be doing right now. I love the thing about reaching out to three people to let them know you care about them every day. I love the pivot on the business, right? Keep your membership in place and come and get a couple pieces of equipment. I love the idea of putting on daily sessions for your group, right? For your members, making sure that they are, again, getting workouts from you on a regular basis, staying motivated, keeping their body sharp, keeping their mind sharp. I mean, that's exactly what you have to do. Because quite frankly, what's the fucking alternative, right? Your ass will be out of business if you don't do it, right?
It's all about that, right? It's all about how we keep moving, you know? And, you know, you said you haven't been affected, but you were, man. When you heard that I was in rehab 15 months ago after I had 8 years sober, the first thing you did was call my wife and tell her that you had her back. So you were affected. You have. And that's the support that I've known of the same people that have been in my life, right? So reality is, yeah, I could have had everything. I've had, you know, I'm having great success right now. But if I don't keep my mind and my spirituality sharp, dude, I could lose this in a second. Why? Because naturally I make bad choices. What I do know is that if I surround myself by winners and people that are doing the right thing, the next right thing, I will always be in front and supported, right? And dude, I always quote you, and people probably say, dude, why are you always quoting this guy? Because I've learned so much. You always told me that my net worth, right, is my network, right? And I've always called it. So I've met, look what happened. We were at the Fontainebleau 4 years ago, and I met Los. Los, he's like, hey, man, you got to get your marketing up if you want to do this. And then now we're great friends. And then, you know, you're like, hey, I want you to go to Find and Flip, and I need you to, you know, help me with the nonprofit. You're like, cool. Guess what? You're the nonprofit that we're going to be using for the next year. You know, this is what I'm talking about. It's about who you know. Everybody wants to do the right thing. All some people need to do is get inspired by movement. It's not that hard to move together, right? And that's the whole thing, right? I when I told you I had an idea about, you know, hey, we're starting this thing. He's like, dude, I want in. That's it. I was like, cool. And all we have to do is say it, you know, and...
Yeah, I mean, look, having access to people and being willing to, you know, to your point, bring value to their lives. It's not hard to rally the right people around you, right? You just got to give them something that they're. I mean, again, I've said this many, many times. If people have ever watched me before, they know exactly what I mean by this. Is that we're all starving and looking for our tribe. Right, we all desperately, at our basic human instincts, we are all trying to align ourselves with people that we like, know, trust, and feel really good about. I mean, most of the people that are watching this right now are the reason you're here is because you're a part of my tribe, right? You come here because I want to be around this energy. I want to be around, you know, I want to get this knowledge. I want to know who he knows, etc. So by being here, by virtue of being here, you're proving this very concept. And so giving somebody something that they can attach themselves to, that they can really feel good about, bringing real value to their life. It's not hard at that point when you do that to get connect a lot of dots, open a lot of doors, get a lot of opportunities, because you don't know what the next guy or next girl knows or who they know, period, right?
At any point.
I mean, if you think about it from your particular business, like you said, connecting you with Los is one phone call. Connecting you with Bedros is one phone
call. That was huge too. You know, right? Like
Steve Weatherford, one phone call. Ed Milet, one phone call. Who do you want to know? I can make that happen. And that's the power of bringing so much value to somebody else's life, you know, checking in on them. Hey, what can I do for you? Which that's always your call to me before you ever ask me for help, which I can't even tell you how much it means to me, is how can I help you? What do you need? And that means the world to me, right? And that is what life is really about, is how to get that done. So you guys I don't want to get lost too much in this. I want to make sure that people are picking up exactly what I hope they're picking up, is that you got to follow your passion. You have to be relentless. You have to count on mentors and people around you that can help guide you and you know, look around corners.
You a ton of heartache and pain and mistakes, because that's what it is. You're like, dude, I've done this. Don't make the same mistake I did. Try this, right? And that's it. Because a lot of us, dude, what do you think all your stories like, dude, I failed at it. I was like, oh shit, this guy's, you know, he picked himself up from nothing. I was at nothing at that point. If he's done, he's doing it. If he's paying me what I want him, and then now I'm training his wife, I can do it too, right? So then, and it all started with, dude, I picked up one phone call. Drew Canole called me. They gave him two trainers here in South Florida that they recommended. I was one of them. I answered the phone because I had nothing else to do that day, and I sold him that I was the shit. I was like, hey, I got a 90-day challenge for you. I was like, dude, I don't need 90 days. Let's go, right? And I met you the next day. And next thing you know, we're training crazy times. And then you were the only client I've ever had that convinced me, hey, I need you to wake up with me and run the bridge. I'm like, fuck you, Ken. But I'll do it because I want to prove to you.
Oh, I remember those damn bridges at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I was like, I hate you. I'm like, you hate me. I hate me.
I mean, if you really think about it, right? I mean, and I'll talk about this tomorrow, but I got motivated. I don't even remember what year that was. I want to say maybe 2010. I got motivated and I called Drew, who lived in San Diego. I lived in Delray Beach. I called Drew because I kept seeing him on Facebook with his fucking shirt off all the time. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is before Organifi. This is before Fit Life, any of that. Yeah. And I'm like, I just want you. And I flew his ass out there to meet with me and to sit down and start talking about how I wanted to get ripped in 90 days. And then he put it together. He connected you and I. And just think about it. One, you know, it's one of those things. If you've ever seen the Steve Jobs YouTube video, you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking back. Think about those dots, right? How those steps all kind of created this something that leads to, you know, shit. Organifi has turned into a fucking massive business,
monster,
right?
Monster.
And again, all of that was kind of born. He'll tell that story, right? Your shit. I mean, it's one of those things where you never know what the snowball effect is going to be. But one thing for sure, you have got to keep the momentum moving.
Dude, fear paralyzes. If you have fear, move through it with somebody else. You don't have to do it alone. That's basically right. It. That's mentorship. That's guidance. And it doesn't have to be someone older, younger, whatever. Just don't do it. Like, talk about it and ask for direction. If you ask for help, people will always say, you know what, man? I did this. Try it. Right? If you need some help, I've done it. Right? Or, you know what I do? I'm like, hey, I've never done this, but I bet you I know somebody that has gone through it.
Well, talk about the humility that is required, right? Because I think that's a big thing. When you have to break yourself down to ask for help, I'm assuming, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'm assuming that going through the struggles and the trials and tribulations of going through rehab and basically being a guy that had basically the world at your feet and effectively having to start over, right? All of that probably taught you, if you really think about it, a lot of humility, right? I know you learned that from your father as well. And how big of an asset is that to you?
Dude, look, there's a stupid saying that I hear it in yoga and I actually relate it. And my wife is going to get mad at me for saying it. Your ego is not your amigo. That's it, man. If my ego gets too big, I become that terrible person that I think naturally my first reaction is to be. If I understand that I need or I don't know everything, it's easy to ask for help. And that's reality, right? Our truest self, we don't know, right? We want to be part of, like you say, number one. And two, there's no way you can know everything, right? There's very few Jimmy Buffett, Warren Buffett's, there's very few Bill Gates out there, Carlos Slims and stuff like that, where I'm sure they even have a mentor, but reality is I need it, man. Every bad choice I've made was me. Every good choice has been somebody else guiding me through it, right?
That's a great that's a great perspective. That is a great,
you know, and dude, left to my first reaction is fight or flight, right? It's just go ham on everything I do, just like when I do anything, if it's working out or if it, hey, dude, I just told you I've lost 30 pounds since I got out of rehab. When I was in rehab, I was miserable and I ate my feelings. And there was, first of all, I was in New Hampshire and it was cold as balls in November. So I've never seen so much snow in my life. So the place was a phenomenal place. But reality was I was cold. I didn't want to work out and I was miserable. I had everything, but I had nothing. Right. And that's what, it was a really gut wrenching one. You know, you've been sober for, you know, 8+ years and all of a sudden you're back in rehab because what? I started making all the choices again. And that's it. If I make all the choices, dude, rehab, solo, by myself, worth nothing. If I let other people guide me as much as I can, dude, the sky's the limit for me.
I think I think that is so applicable for all of us, right? So applicable for all of us. Nobody has to be a pioneer. Nobody has to be a trailblazer. Somebody is doing what you are trying to do. And if you can access those people and figure out how to connect dots quickly and make good decisions in real time, it's so, to get to the level of success that you're getting now is so much easier. And again, and nothing's easy, but easier when you got somebody. And we've all had them. I mean, I have mentors in my life to this very day. And in fact, you guys are meeting most of them on these calls that have helped guide me over and over and over again. And so I totally get it. I totally get it. I mean,
it is. And that's it, man. You know, I have my mom, I have my sister that keeps me in check, you know. It's good.
Let's talk for a minute about recovery through repetition, right? Basically, the nonprofit that you started, what's the mission, what you're trying to do there? You know, let's talk about that for a minute.
Sure. Recovery through repetition, it was an idea that actually Jeremy came up with. We've had a nonprofit, but we didn't know how to really get it off. And he's like, hey, man, can I start a class? People in recovery at 7 p.m. on a Friday and no one's here. I'm like, yeah, dude, absolutely. Dude, and it snowballed into, and I post these videos of maybe 70 people, 80 people, or anybody, you don't have to be a member, anybody in recovery that wants to find community can go. That snowballed into Robin donating her time on Wednesday nights for yoga. And then the yoga community appeared and people in recovery appeared. And then all of a sudden there's people that usually would never try yoga or trying yoga. And they're like, I love it. So then you have two very successful classes. And then we started, you know, but what are we doing? We're actually getting people, through donations or anything else to get certified in personal training or yoga. And we've partnered up with Axiom Academy, which actually teaches a course and they donate one certification a year. And they've been so supportive in our community that they actually scholarship one person to go through their 6 to 9 week program to get a personal training. Then we have some other yoga certifications as well. Now we partnered up with Riot Hair Lounge to do the same. They're actually donating funds to put somebody through school, like a beautician school or an esthetician school. It's really phenomenal as it's grown, you know, and we want to take.
I'll tell you what I'll do, right? And we haven't talked about this, and we can work out the details after. But literally, any person that is an addict that is looking to get back and get acclimated and learn new skills, which I know that's a huge part of what you guys are trying to do, and I will absolutely donate any of our online courses, right? So we have 11 online courses teaching people how to become a wholesaler, teaching people how to become a rehabber, teaching people everything and anything about real estate. I will 100% donate our classes because I just got the idea when you were talking about certifications that we have our certified courses. So anybody, you know, you and I can set up a page, but anybody that you drive there that literally wants to learn a new skill that is looking to get acclimated back into the real world, I will 100% give them all of our classes so that they can go through and make that happen.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. Thank you. I'm about to cry. So yeah, man, it's usually that people that just want to get better, trying to get acclimated, that don't want to go into being a bartender job or don't want to go back to being, you know, anything else. They just want it out of that light nightlife and then just want to start building a life again. And you said it, it's never too late. Man, I became a personal trainer at 30, right? It's 42 now, right? I'm about to turn 42 and it's fine. I love it. Anything, change can happen at any moment you decide that you're done. Just like anybody can get sober when you've had enough and you want to just ask for help. Again, asking for help and humility is, you know, the big thing. But anything is possible. Anyone can accomplish anything 1 minute at a time. Just little goals, man. Little goals. And you're a big goal setter. Like, I wasn't going to do the whole whiteboard thing because I do have them all over my office too. I'm at home, as you heard, my baby. But reality is, if you don't know where you're going, you're just going to flutter everywhere. If you know exactly what your goal is, write it down. Put your goal. Hey, today I'm not going to smoke a cigarette for 1 day. That's it. Or maybe 3 hours. Oh, I'm not going to vape. Hey, baby. You know, anything. We can accomplish anything together. There's always a community that will lift you up. And if it's not a community, it's a friend. If it's not a friend, it's a family member, right? We always have somebody that we've always got together. You know, it's funny. Yesterday I got a phone call. Actually, a text like from an old friend, party friend, like, dude, I know I did you wrong. I'm sorry. I miss you in my life. I want to tell you that I've been sober and I'm back on the right path. And I don't want to lose your friendship. I'm like, buddy, you've never lost my friendship. I love you. And I'm so happy you're happy again. Right. And that's it. He's like, dude, I can't believe you went back to rehab. I was like, it was that or losing everything I've ever built.
Right.
Every ounce of happiness comes from within. It's not bought, just like you're collecting moments, not crap. I completely agree with it, right? Our vacations that we take together, like that, you know, seem like, hey guys, we're going to this. Are you guys in? I was like, all right, let me run it through. You know, I ended up at Coachella 4 months sober, out of rehab, and everybody freaking out, like, dude, are you gonna be okay? I was like, buddy, I'm fine. And not for me, I didn't know what was going behind, you know, like you guys were like, hey man, are you good? Are you comfortable? I'm like, dude, I'm great.
Yeah.
And then I thought I was going to be the party pooper. Like, hey, let's get out of here. And you guys are like, dude, I'm exhausted. Let's go. I'm like, hell yeah.
Exactly. You didn't know you were going there with a 50-year-old guy.
Yeah. We were always like, dude, this was awesome.
And your friends got you. Your friends got you.
Everybody had, you know, that's where I really bonded with, you know, Los, and we could rip on him now if you want.
Oh yeah. That's a perfect segue. Let's rip on Los. I mean, Los, we both know it's a prima donna. We were talking about it before.
He's very pretty.
And if he wasn't a pretty man, we wouldn't put up with it. I mean, it's just exactly. That simple. Right? I mean, if he didn't. And unfortunately, he absolutely knows this. And in this post, I'm going to tag him. I'm going to make sure that he clearly sees this. So his punk ass understands that the only reason we put up with him is two reasons. One, he's funny. And two, he's a pretty individual, right? I mean.
Yeah. He helps our pretty level go up. What do you think? So the pretty factor goes up, you know?
I kind of feel better when I'm hanging out with him, right? I mean, he keeps me entertained, and he makes the whole group better.
He is funny as shit. I'll give him that. Like, his one-liners are amazing.
He has got the quickest wit of anybody I've ever met. It's unbelievable. And when he gets going, he will not shut up. It's unbelievable.
That's probably him saying, shut up, dudes.
Seriously, the what's funny is I immediately looked at my text, and I'm like, oh, shit, he's watching this.
That's great. He's gonna rip us. Don't worry about it. But you know, that's it. We're family, right? And yeah. I know after you called, he called me the day after. He's like, hey, man, what can I help with? Are you good? How are we doing on Insta? How are you doing on this? Do we need to launch something for you? I was like, dude, Good. Let's just figure this out. Let's all get together. Are the girls okay? Yeah. All right. Well, let me know if you need it.
And that's I love it. So I know that you were doing an online class on the regular with your members that are paying you. But so we talked about
anybody that's seeing this or drops their email for me, I'll put them in. I'll give them access to the group, or we'll post it on it, whatever. So they could, if they were looking for a workout, we'll give it to them. And that's it, man. We're here. FTX has always been here for our community. I don't care if it's only in Florida, in Alaska, Nicaragua, anything. I don't really mind. If somebody needs help with some kind of programming or exercise to do because they just don't know, please email. Drop your email though. I'll contact. If anybody's shy, if anybody is weirded out, you know, like maybe if they need help or have a conversation, dude, just reach out, right? You don't have to be alone during these times. Right. You do not, you know, please reach out. You're not alone. Dude, I can pick up the phone at any minute in time. Just call me. If you're feeling depressed, dude, you don't understand. This is a big, big thing right now. A lot of people are alone and they don't know who to reach out to. Dude.
I love that.
No judgment. Call me. Text me. Hey, man, I'm having a really hard time not seeing people. I don't know how to reach out to people in my community. Dude, text, inbox me. We'll get through this, right?
I love that. So how do they find you on Facebook and how do they find you on Instagram?
Octavio Cifuentes, and on Instagram, it's cifuentes.octavio. I'm always on there. Well, I try to be. My wife is amazing at it. I'm terrible at it.
You know
what?
I'm about to shout her out too. So if people want to go and join Robin, who is doing a fucking phenomenal job online right now. I've actually sent her a message over the weekend about her Instagram and watching her step up.
She's watching cartoons, but yeah.
I think I made the comment to her, you know, I'm definitely watching a lot of people that are not stepping up, and she's one of the people that I clearly see that's really out there stepping it up, doing the yoga classes, et cetera. How do they find Robin to join for her online yoga classes?
I think she has some Facebook Lives, two classes a week now. She has on Instagram, she's Robin Loves You. You can inbox
Robin with a Y, right?
Robin with a Y. Very important.
Robin with a Y loves you. There you go.
And she posts her schedule. She has live classes. She has Zoom classes that you could. The other day I heard she had like 35 people. It's insane. And she sits down, she sets it up. And sometimes, you know, baby Francisco shows up or you can hear him in the background, but that's my guy. But yeah, I wish I could be as active as she was on it, but she understands it. I don't get it. But she's amazing. If you guys want to try that yoga, definitely she's good. And it's not because she's my wife.
It's amazing. You guys are killing it, man. I'm so proud of you guys. Give Robin my love. Again, reach out to Octavio. If you want to join any of his Facebook Lives over there at FTX Wellness, just put your email in the comments. He'll reach out to you, or you can send him a direct message right in, right inside of Facebook or inside of Instagram. Octavio, if you can do me a favor and go into the comments on this video, once it gets posted, ask Robin how to do it. Ask Robin how to do it and reply to the people and put your information there. That way they can reach out
absolutely.
To you. Not only for workouts, but to your point, I'll make
me inbox you personally. Guys, don't hesitate. You don't have to go through this alone.
Yeah. If you're feeling a little beat up, depressed, whatever, here's a guy that clearly understands and is highly motivated to help you. Do not hesitate to reach out to him. Share your story with him. He could probably relate more than anybody else around you. So, dude, I appreciate you. Love you. Thanks for doing this with me.
You know, I love you, man. I'm here for you for whatever you need, and I'm eternally grateful, man. Love you.
Yeah, bro. Be calm.
Hey, thanks again for tuning in to today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you haven't gotten signed up yet with one of our award-winning products, I would invite you to go to reww.com. Check it out. Whether you're looking for advice on entrepreneurship, you're just looking for access to our Real Estate Investing Academy, whether you want to attend one of our upcoming live events, everything you need is right there. Plenty of videos, plenty of free training, plenty of access to software and tools that will help you to become a really successful real estate investor. Again, everything is right on the site at reww.com. You can also check us out at kempclothier.com.